Now, before we talk about anything else, we gotta give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Lumify. Don't you just love when someone looks at you and says, "What were you up to last night?" Well, no matter how late you were up the night before, Lumify Redness Reliever Eye Drops can help your eyes look more refreshed and awake. Lumify dramatically reduces redness in just 1 minute to help your eyes look brighter and whiter for up to 8 hours. No wonder it has over 6,000 five-star reviews on Amazon. You won't believe your eyes. You know you can trust them, though, because they're made by the eye care experts at Bausch and Lomb, and they're backed by 6 clinical studies. Eye doctors trust them, too. They're the number one recommended redness reliever eye drop. The one and only Lumify is an amazing drop that will have people saying, "Something's different about you," in the best way possible. So check out LumifyEyes.com to learn more. That's LumifyEyes.com. Thank you so much, Lumify, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Hi everyone, my name is Tyler Oakley, and you are listening to Psychobabble, an unfiltered half hour of gossip sessions, pop culture scrutiny, and stories we've never told in videos. It's not just crazy talk, it's Psychobabble. This week, we discuss my big Animal Crossing Pride Party and what Corey thought of it, what Dane Cook is up to nowadays, what my boyfriend and I did for our debut drag performance this weekend, and chugging hot sauce in Seattle. Subscribe anywhere you listen to podcasts and join our exclusive Psychobabble community at patreon.com/psychobabble. If you're not on our Discord, you're only getting half the babble. Plus, don't forget to check out our brand new Psychobabble merch exclusively on DFTBA.
Hey, big shot.
Hey, big shot.
Hey, big boy.
Hey, double shot at love.
Had triple shot of semen.
Oh my God. So last week I had to drink a shot of hot sauce.
Oh, whew, that's not where I thought you were going.
It was worse than where you thought I was going, isn't it?
What kind of hot sauce was it?
I don't know. Like, I believe
Tapatio?
No. Keep going.
Five Alarm Sriracha?
No.
Cholula?
It might have been Cholula. No, Frank's hot sauce?
Oh, just Frank's?
I think that was the vibe I was getting. I don't know, but it was like, I was a part of this like game show on Twitch where you're in teams and one of the challenges was, what's that
drink
called?
Drink a hot sauce?
No.
Beer pong.
And you throw it and it's like a rotating target for the beer pong cups.
Oh.
And if you make it, good. If you don't, then your partner has to drink a shot of hot sauce, and my partner, bless her soul, I was chugging hot sauce.
Did you make any for her? I would have punished
I did
them.
Make one for her.
I would have punished them and just threw the ball.
No. It's my teammates. But
did you have a fun little cheer?
No. For our team? No.
You can do it. Yes, you can. Rah, rah, re.
No.
Kick him in the knee.
No. It was fun. It was something different. It was something crazy for the girls, you know?
When you were a cheerleader in high school, did your team ever say, "Rah, rah, re, kick him in the knee, rah, rah, ras, kick him in the other knee"?
No, I don't think we encouraged violence. We were from a nice school, you know? We weren't born in swamps like some podcast co-hosts.
We are muck people.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's me.
Yeah.
From the swamps of Michigan.
Well, I lost the game show though, so.
Wait, was there a prize?
The prize, so it was.
Did you get 10,000 bits?
No. So it was themed like fire and ice. Okay. We were team okay. Fire, they were team ice.
Just laughing because there was a team on Canada's Amazing Race named Team Fire and Ice, and it was like a daughter with red hair and a mom with like blue hair.
I love that. That could have been us.
It should have been.
The gutsy grannies.
Next time.
That's very snow miser and heat miser, you know?
That's what we'll go as next time.
I have both wigs. I'm prepared for
really?
That.
Really?
No.
We should step up our wig game
Who are you talking to? Who are you talking to?
You.
You're telling me of all people to step away.
I said if you and I ever were to go back on The Amazing Race, we should step up the wig game that we bring on The Amazing Race, because last time we just brought like a simple blonde bob and a simple brunette bang moment.
Yeah, I still have it in the bag that we kept it in my closet.
I think I do
it's,
too.
It's shaping poorly. Anyway,
why didn't you put it in your wig closet?
We were team fire and they were team ice. And there were physical competitions like beer pong or
is beer pong a physical competition?
Well,
or is
I mean,
it like
non-video game competition. So some of the competitions were us playing video games.
Okay,
we played Fall Guys. Do you know that one?
Yeah.
But it was a bit delayed, and so like I'm already bad at the game, but like pushing the buttons was not timing correctly, and so like I was already bad, and then even worse. Anyway,
the internet sounds as good as mine.
Yeah, well, you're on fire in fuego.
Well, it's because my roommate's not home, so there's only one of us competing for internet right now. Mm,
team fire.
Yeah.
Do you feel yourself as more team fire or team ice?
Ice. I'm a water sign, sissy bear.
I'm a what sign? Fire.
Fire.
Aries?
Fire. Aries is fire.
How is Aries not an air sign? Are there air signs? Wow.
Yes.
So then how is Aries not an air sign? The word is right there.
Well, don't get me started.
That's like a sign being called Fieries, and it's a water sign or something.
Well, it's like people are always trying to tell me a Scorpio is a fire sign, and I'm like, honey, just because Scorpion's like the desert doesn't mean nothing.
What is a Scorpio?
A water sign.
Scorpions drink water, I'm sure.
Yeah,
I don't know. Go off.
I'm sure scorpions get thirsty.
Anyway, I guess that's the end of my story.
went all the way to Seattle just to lose a game. Did you come home with any prize?
The prize for the winners, and we were so far behind the entire competition that there was like...
Was it just like a head-to-head?
It was a 2-2.
There were no other teams there?
Correct.
And you got skunked.
We got skunked. And the prize at the end was a crowning ceremony, and the crowns were made of... Well, it was called...
Foreskin.
It was called Ultimate Crown, and I made a joke of like, yeah.
My mom made the Ultimate Crown when I
watched the video of my mom birthing me, and it was really
the ultimate crown.
The people were not feeling it. But the Ultimate Crown at the end was a crown made of like bottles of hot sauce and like gems that you buy that look like ice, I guess.
What kind of straight culture was this?
Oh yeah. It was head to toe straight.
Hot sauce crown. Who was this? The Hot Sauce Olympics.
It was the Ultimate Crown Fire and Ice Edition. Brought to you by Amazon.
Wow.
A lot of the competitions. So it was like in support of like Amazon Prime Day, and so a lot of the competitions were about Amazon things. So like one of them was like match this review of a product to which of the items you see on the screen.
Oh, that sounds right.
It was kind of
alley.
Fun in like a digital Price is Right way.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. It reminds me very much of Price is Right.
One of the competitions was put 5 items in your basket that you think the compiled discounts for Amazon Prime Day will reach this number.
Was it a digital basket?
Yeah. It was.
Add to cart.
COVID, baby. Anyway, so that's what I did.
So was it like a Keurig?
I don't know what we put in our digital cart. You can go watch the VOD.
Okay, well, I guess I will.
Anyway, so
I'll
I went home
my
empty-handed.
You didn't go home completely empty-handed. You got a bad manicure.
Mancure.
I just don't understand.
What don't you get?
I understand. Okay, so you're serving, y'all. Tyler's making me look at his crusty manicure.
Fuck you. Show me your fingers, bitch.
I'll show you one thumb.
That's what I thought.
That ain't poop. That's chocolate.
Ugh. Okay, so what do you have to say about my fingers?
Okay, so I just think, okay, so obviously, how many colors did they have there?
Thousands.
Yeah, I just don't think... I understand the rainbow moment you're trying to have. I'm just not sure I would have picked any of the shades of the colors that you picked.
I didn't pick them.
That green is serving green Skittle, toxic electric swamp green.
You know what? This was an exercise that's serving, in letting go.
That's serving.
I let the wonderful nail technician.
And you know what she did?
Pick the five shades for the rainbow.
You know
that
what
she
did? You know what she did?
What did she do?
She picked the five colors that nobody ever uses because she thought, we gotta get rid of this.
You know what?
No one's ever gonna use these colors.
I wanted to be the canvas for her art today, and I was
allowing
her creativity to flow.
Put those back up one more time. Let me look at them, pigs.
Pause okay, up, so little monsters.
You got red, green, orange, blue, purple.
Tell me that's not Roy G. Biv.
I just don't think it. No. And yeah, why is the orange not next to the red?
She did what
that
she wanted.
Rainbow's out of order.
Okay, well, you know, not all of us are water
that
signs.
That rainbow ain't even a rainbow.
I let her express herself.
That's R-G-O-B-V. Rig-a-boof.
Please welcome to the stage, wow, Rig-a-boof.
That is problematic during Pride Month to have a rainbow out of order.
I think she nailed it. Thank you.
Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, which is Apartments.com. Apartments.com has more rental listings than anywhere else, so finding the perfect place is easier than ever, and so is finally moving in together. Just the two of you. It's a big step. Lots of new responsibilities, lots of adjustments. Most likely, they'll wake you up at odd hours to go to the bathroom, and you'll most definitely find yourself in trouble coming home late for dinner, and they might even unroll all your toilet paper next time. It's just what happens when you two find a new place together. But you're not doing it because you feel like it. No, you're doing it because you love them. Because they're family. And that's why Apartments.com has more pet-friendly rental listings on the internet, so that you and your furry family can find the perfect new place together. Apartments.com, the place to find a pet-friendly place. Thank you so much, Apartments.com, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip. Now, before we talk about anything else, we got to give some love to our sponsor for today's episode, and that is Discover. Are you tired of not being able to get a hold of anyone when you have questions about your credit card? With 24/7 US-based live customer service from Discover, everyone has the option to talk to a real person anytime, day or night. Yeah, you heard right. You can talk to a human on the Discover customer service team anytime. So the next time you have a question about your credit card, call 1-800-DISCOVER to get the service you deserve. Limitations apply. See terms at discover.com/creditcard. Thank you so much, Discover, for sponsoring this week's episode of the podcast. We love you here at Psychobabble. Now back to the gossip.
It was nice. I had an hour to spare between landing. I was there for the afternoon. Like, I landed in the morning. I left at 4 a.m. My Uber to the airport was $150. Can you fathom?
Why?
I don't know.
It's because nobody's driving for Uber as the world reopens.
I was like,
now it's just like dramatic. LAX?
I was furious. Well, first of all, he was trying to take some type of funky way. And I said, I don't know who the fuck you think I am.
Yeah.
But I know how to get to the airport.
God, I'm like triggered thinking of driving from...
I said to him, is there a reason you're heading northeast when the airport is southwest from here? He goes, I'm taking the highway. I said, there's a highway entrance south and a highway entrance on La Cienega. And I was like listing all of the options. And he goes,
yeah,
this is the fastest way. I said, okay, I can't wait to see it.
And
then it was like tension
in the
car,
bitch,
for 30 more minutes.
At 4 in the morning, there's no traffic.
I wanted to say, I can... Oh, anyway.
Do you know how many times I've driven to that airport?
Anyway, so there I was. I left 4 a.m. and I got home...
Before you.
I got home 23 hours later. So it was a full... Less... It was 23-hour or 21-hour trip.
Did you have a nice flight?
Oh, yeah. I flew first.
Oh, shit.
It was, I forgot about, it was my first flight back in forever. And they put me in first. I was all like, oh, this is nice. All the free food. I remembered why the normal times, it's hard. Food is hard in the normal times.
Yeah.
Airport lounges, free food. Like,
it's like a buffet moment.
Waiting areas for events, free food.
It reminds you of how much you love it or that you have nothing to eat because you're a vegetarian.
Well, no. It's at like, oh my God, Temptation Island.
Oh.
I'm trying to be in control of my intake.
Eat if you're hungry.
Yeah. But I'm an insatiable garbage disposal.
Oh, honey. That is what your lower back tattoo says.
Thank you. Don't forget to take out any forks before you turn me on.
Yes. A ring-a-ding-ding.
What's that video that's like from 2005 internet that's like, let's do the fork in the garbage disposal.
Oh, yeah. It's like Evolution of Dance or something. It
looks like Evolution of Dance, but it's not. But I know what you're talking about.
It's the Vine version of
it's a ding, 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 ding,
yes.
Ding, ding. Certainly that'll go viral again someday soon because the like gays will find that and it'll pop up on TikTok or something.
Now that the world's reopening and my friends just want to hang out at bars and stuff again, they just keep quoting that. I don't know if it was a Vine or a TikTok where, you know, that guy's talking to his drunk gay friend and he's like, what are Saturdays for? And he's like, Saturday. Saturday fun day.
Saturday fun day.
But it's not even Saturday fun day.
Saturdays,
it's Sunday.
Do you know what the original answer is supposed to be? Saturdays are for
Saturday
what?
Is for the boys.
Oh, see, I didn't know that. Well, I mean, I know that, but I don't really know what that means. Really, is that like a straight boy thing?
I feel like it's straight culture. Saturdays for
it's
the
like,
boys.
Fuck
that's when
girls,
they,
yo, fuck girls. Today's only about the bros, yo.
It's like leave your purse at home. Screw chicks tonight.
Screw chicks tonight.
Wanna,
I'm just dancing
just
with the girls. That is a Dane Cook joke.
Is it?
Yes. And I need to expose you for what you're trying to quote right now.
I don't even know what that's from.
I think it's a Dane Cook. Like it's from a stand-up special. We used to listen to Dane Cook every drive to school.
Who's we?
Me and Jesse Nielsen.
Oh God.
Jesse would pick me up. We would either listen to like a musical CD or a Dane Cook CD.
Who had the Dane Cook CD?
Jesse Nielsen.
Was it on one of those like you fold down your mirror in your
yes.
car and your CDs
well, she
are
had,
up there?
She had like a trapper keeper of CDs.
Yeah, well, we all did.
And I would, and like all of them were
alphabetized?
Burned CDs.
She had a burned CD of Dane Cook's comedy recording.
Who didn't?
I didn't.
And now I see him at the gym. I no longer go to
Dane
that gym.
Dane Cook goes to your gym?
Oh, I used to see him every single day at Equinox. We had the same exact workout schedule. And I thought, oh man, I know every single quote of yours from 2003.
I don't. I guess I didn't even know I was quoting Dane Cook. Now I'm embarrassed.
Well, maybe I've misattributed that joke, but there is a joke.
Well, you'll have to find your burnt
CD. Straight
man.
There's a joke by a straight man about all the boys at the club and we put our bags
throwing
in the middle.
Our purses in the middle.
Fuck girls, we're just going to dance.
Did you teach me this? I thought this was gay culture this whole time and you slipped in straight culture to me and now I quote Dane Cook.
Slippery slope, my dear.
Yeah, what's next? I'm going to be watching Tosh.0.
Oh my God. Hudson got
what's
home.
What's next? I'm going to be watching, what's that one with Rob Dyrdek?
I don't know. Clips with a skateboarder? Is that, I think is the name of the show.
Am I going to be watching AFV or AGT?
Oh God. None of the above. Hudson got home the other day from work and he usually will be at the house working from home, but he's doing a gig that's like out and about into the world. So anyway, he got home and it was like late in the night and he's like, what have you done all day? And usually we'll like watch one of our, you know, we're watching like all these classics or trying to get through all the John Waters movies or like cult classics that he's introducing me to. And I was like, well, I watched the Friends reunion. He's like, oh no, how are you living without me? What are you picking while I'm gone? I'm like, I know, I'm helpless. I don't know what to put on.
Listen, the Friends reunion was great.
I have to say I agree with your thoughts about it.
Of that what I had what said you earlier. Told me,
yes, in a previous episode. Yeah. But I like seeing them all reminisce. I thought it was a good
that
way
was what
for
I
them.
Wanted.
A good way for them to reminisce is just like have the cameras on them and let them like walk around the set and like just remember together. I thought that was very precious.
Yeah, the opening like sequence of them just coming in one at a time, I thought was great.
And them playing the game like the old episode.
Oh,
that
yeah,
was fun.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like for the fans, it was for the girls.
Right. It was for the true fans. I'm sure my dad's still heated.org that he hasn't seen it. He was the biggest Friends fan.
It really blew me away when they were like, yeah, each episode would get 25 million views. It was a moment. That was a cultural moment. Anyway.
That's like just barely less than each episode of Psychobabble gets listened.
I know. So thanks. Thanks for that, guys.
Thanks,
babes. Thanks.
Did you watch anything good? Did you ever watch Love, Victor season one?
No.
I loved season one and two, and I'm not afraid to say it.
Didn't catch either.
It's on Hulu. Gay culture.
Didn't catch it.
Well, it's there if you ever want. If you want to live your teen fantasy.
I'm trying to remember what we watched. We watched Pink Flamingos, but I don't know if I brought that up last time. I think I did.
I think you told me about that last time.
We watched Female Trouble. Which I think I brought
up. Is this
up
more John Waters? Previously. How many movies does he have?
Oh my God, so many. We watched...
Are you going in chronological order or
no,
by popular
No, we're
release?
Not, and I wish we were, because I'm very confused as to like how they all intertwine.
Is this like the Marvel Universe where they all intersect?
Well, it's complicated because it's like they have kind of overlapping characters, but sometimes the actors that play certain characters in one do not reprise the roles in the other ones, but some people that do play a character in one are also that character in another one. So they're in the same universe, but sometimes the actors are different characters. Does that make sense?
I guess.
It's a little, I'm like, wait, who and I'm what? But also I'm like Stony Baloney Al Capone, so it's, you know.
Does it have any Dane Cook?
Dane Cook is not in it, no.
Maybe next summer.
We watched Multiple Maniacs, I think is the one that we just watched. It's about like a troupe of disgusting, imagine like a circus troupe that goes town to town.
It's Troop Beverly Hills, but it's disgusting.
They're disgusting. They call themselves the Cavalcade of Perversion. And
my drag house.
They go town to town and people pay to come in and stand around and watch and disgust. But it's so funny because everyone's all like inside the tent watching all the disgusting things being like, oh my God, I can't even look. But it's a scene that lasts for like 10 minutes of them just saying, I can't look. I just can't look. And they're like, you know, whatever. I thought it was so funny. Anyway, it ends with a giant lobster like...
Well, no spoilers.
Okay, well, no spoilers. Never mind.
I mean, I don't think anyone else is taking this journey other than you.
I would like people to. I find it was like a divine origin story. And then Simone on her Twitter posted a picture at Divine's gravestone. And I thought, oh my God, we're very much on a similar journey right now.
Because you've been to a cemetery recently?
No, but I'm consuming Divine.
Oh.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Did you see the big spider in my room this morning?
Jesus. No, I didn't. Is it on the Discord? In the pets section?
I can put it there.
Please do.
I'm waiting. Put it on my I put it on my Instagram story. I woke up. I thought, what a beautiful day. Sun is shining. I opened my curtains. I got back in bed for a little doom scrolling. Mm. And I looked up and there was a fucking huge spider just creepy crawling on my ceiling.
Okay.
I was nice though. I saved his or her life, took her outside, put her in the little planter box. I thought, thrive, honey. Just not in my house.
And see, I don't have to deal with bugs really, because the dogs chase any bug that is in the house, they will find and eat.
Dogs eat spiders?
I don't think it's like a dog thing, but these two, they chase anything down and just put it in their mouth. Same honey.
I wonder where they learned that from. Oh, you know when people hold up their cats from their from the bottom and then they let them grab bugs out of the air?
No.
You've never seen cat owners do that? Like if there's a spider on the ceiling or a fly, people hold their cat and it's really this synchronized moment of cooperation between the owner and the cat.
They throw the cat at the thing.
No.
I mean, that's what I'm imagining.
You hold the cat from its bottom half and then it reaches with its paws and its mouth to try to catch whatever fucking bugs in your house and it eats it.
Listen,
the cat owners are really gonna understand.
Well, first of all, cat owners would call themselves cat owners. I'm not an owner of a dog. I am that dog's coexistence.
Soulmate.
Yes.
How are you?
Yes, ma'am. No, okay. If anything, the dog owns me.
Then why has he got your name around his neck?
My name? I put a fucking chip in that creature. Exactly. I own that dog. Thank you.
Was it a Pringle?
A Pringle?
Was it a Ruffles? What kind of chip? Buff barbecue, salt and vinegar.
I think an
hey, what's your favorite
I think it's
chip?
An SD card.
Was it a prep?
I think
crouton take prep.
Descovy.
Okay.
Descovy for pups. I think, Bubs.
Perfect.
Hey, we didn't talk about the last week we recorded before the Pride Party in Animal
what
Crossing.
What Pride Party? Oh, yeah.
Correct?
Yeah.
What did you think of my Pride Party?
Oh, my God. I loved it. Okay, that's not what I thought you were going to talk about. And I was going to be like, I haven't seen the Drag Race Australia finale yet.
Oh,
so
baby,
no spoilers.
I'm like 5 episodes behind.
Yeah, well, listen, nobody's rushing to get through it. I thought your Animal Crossing Pride Party was a hit. I thought I was, I served looks. I was a little disappointed that I lost the scavenger hunt game. Everyone on Twitch, I was watching and they were all saying that I had an advantage because I was on The Amazing Race with you. And this was very but bitch, I couldn't get through your movie theater. It was too many items. I couldn't find the secret path by the porta potty. Shit was wild.
Well, it's okay.
It was fun though. It reminded me of how I really want to do a Survivor game on my island.
You should. I mean, it took a bit of preparation, but I think most of the preparation was me just feeling my island was not, a lot of portions of the island were not very presentable yet.
Well,
not because they were ugly, but just I haven't touched some parts of my island yet. So I was really scrambling to get those at least looking okay, well, this is not just empty, I guess.
Well, the thing about Survivor is that it doesn't need to be, it needs to be a little desolate.
Yeah. Yes.
So I could just burn it all down, make some tree stumps and shit.
Hot. You could just buy a whole new island.
Listen, I know I still haven't gotten that answer. I think I asked that on the podcast before. I mean, I guess I could Google it, but I'm like, do I have to buy a second version of the game? But
yes.
People keep saying,
I think yes.
No, people keep saying it's one game per Switch. And I'm like, if I bought another copy of the game, would it know that I have another one?
Maybe. Oh, so you would have to buy another Switch? That's insane.
That's what somebody, I swear I saw that on Twitter when I tried to research it. And I thought, well, that I'm not doing.
Last night, we went to this.
Who's we?
This
you and your Animal Crossing friends?
No, I'm changing the subject. I went to this, birthday party I told you about.
Yeah, we were discussing, we did a a live stream for our Gassy Gussy Girls on our Patreon yesterday. So we talked about it a little bit with them.
Well, I went to the party. Okay. And the invite was, okay, so I was a plus one. So I didn't know anyone. But the invite was like, come, there'll be a little barbecue and there'll be some wigs. So everyone can do a performance of a number and it doesn't have to be good. And it doesn't have to be rehearsed or ready. It just come with an open mind and perform something for everyone. And I'm like, okay, well, that sounds like hell.
You should have done the routine from the time after time routine from Romy and Michelle's.
Hmm.
That would have been a hit.
Well, what I found is the key is pick a short song.
Yes.
And some people
happy birthday
do not understand the assignment. Somebody went with the route of, okay, if I have to do this, let me at least know all the words. And so they picked... Oh,
so they did American Pie, the long version?
No, they picked... What's that song?
Rhythm of the Night? What is that?
Or something. Gonna be my lover, gonna be my lover. Okay, so... I just said all the words to this. Those are all the words. They thought, okay, well, at least I'm going to know all the words. What they didn't take into account is...
Was that it's a 5 minute and 35 second song.
It longer.
Didn't...
Labouche.
Hey.
La-da-da-dee-da. Okay, yeah, here we are.
It's at least 4 minutes.
Labouche be my lover, 5 minutes and 30 seconds.
Really? I think I had that on a version of Jock
four,
Jams.
4 minutes on Spotify. It felt much, much longer. I think it's because there's only like one line of lyrics. So like they were lip syncing that over and over. And it's just like,
did they lip sync to the Aha Yeah He?
It was a trio of that came out
Queens.
For that one. Yeah. But the best part was one of the girls. So they have like this costume room kind of going on. They put stuff everywhere where you can like create a look. Somebody had like a scarf that was piano keys, but they used it as a tube top.
Love that.
And she
did
was,
someone play their titties?
And she was playing her titties the whole time. And we were like, okay, Alicia Keys. And somebody was all, okay, Alicia Keys. Because she was Alicia.
I hear it.
And so I was thinking, okay, babe, what are we doing? So that
what did you perform?
So Hudson is a little ham, and I am not looking to do the whole. I am a subdued human, I would say.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not trying to perform. Don't make me perform. Don't make me sing.
Don't make me sing.
So we were like, okay, well, what's a duet where one person does all the heavy lifting?
Mm-hmm.
So we did from the hit musical Wicked.
Oh, Defying Gravity?
Popular.
Okay.
And I was his prop, Elphaba.
Were you his propular?
I was his propular. And he was all, you know, serving
did you
Glinda.
Did you go green face?
I thought about it, but then I was like, how long are we going to be here? And he goes, babe, don't put green all over your face.
Did they have green to put?
I could find green in somebody's house, a stranger's house. I can figure it out.
As long as it's not the same color as that nail.
And so during the whole performance, he was already in like pink tutu and, you know, the whole shebang shadoodle.
That's what he wore to the event?
Right. He had a fwop fan as his wand. You know, he read the room on that one.
Yeah, the gays loved it.
And he pulled me from the crowd. I was planted in the crowd. And and gave me the Elphaba makeover on stage. So gave me a black dress with a green scarf and like a black wig and put the witch's hat on top of me at the finale.
Cute.
It had a moment. And I thought, this is so nice. I have to do nothing and I'm still getting out of performing.
That was very smart. Look at you using your noggin.
I'll send you a picture of it. I think he has it.
That reminds me of when I applied to be an RA at Michigan State. And the very, you know, remember when you did that and it was like a whole day of like icebreakers and like breakout sessions and they like really sat and analyzed and watched you do everything? Isn't that what was yours like that? That's what
yes,
mine was like.
Yeah.
And the very first day, the very first moment, the very first room, they made us all stand up and stand in a circle and introduce ourselves. And we all had to sing for the group.
That's so stupid.
And if you had to pick, like, they were like, oh, if you pick a song that everyone knows, then you could, like, that everyone should chime in and sing along.
And you're like,
and I did La Bouche.
No, you didn't.
No, they were all, if you don't know a song, sing Happy Birthday. You're guaranteed to have backup vocalists on that one.
Okay.
Can you guess what I sang?
You're like, happy, happy birthday from Ben against you. We wish it was our birthday.
I sang Sugar, We're Going Down by Fall Out Boy. And let me tell you, it was a hit. It was a crowd pleaser. This was like peak 2005.
I was prepared if they were going to force me to do my own solo to do Poor Unfortunate Souls.
A cappella?
No. I guess, you know what I could have done? Remember,
Tatiana interpretive. Oh God! Yeah,
spoken
yeah, yeah.
word situation. I think the gays would love that.
Why didn't you get a whole squad to do "Read You Wrote You"?
Who would I be, Roxy Andrews?
Yes, you're here to make it clear.
Oh God. Well,
and you were a bitch in season five, but you're here to make it right.
Thank you.
Well, that's it. That's the episode.
I think that's it. Okay.
So do you have anything else to share?
No. Willie's here and Willie says hi.
Hi, little Willie.
You sweet boy.
Well, I hope he goes and eats a spider later.
He will. He loves catching flies and shit.
Well, what if they eat a bug that's bad for them?
Good luck.
Can a dog die from eating like a poison spider? Brown recluse?
I'm not trying to find out, but they...
Black widow baby?
Black widow baby? They have a whole bunch of bugs in their bodies, I'm sure.
We all do.
Thank you.
Yeah. You should just sing La Bouche to take us out of the episode.
Gonna be my lover, gonna be my lover. I'm on the Be My Lover La Bouche Wikipedia page.
A to Z lyrics.
It really charted. It had a moment.
I'm sure it was a top 10.
It was on the Billboard Hot 100, number 23.
Oh, shit.
That's better than Marry the Night. That's better than Single Ladies.
Not better than Hair.
Well, not everything can be. Gonna be my lover.
Is there anything else you would like to share with the class? Where can people find you?
You can find me in the wig closet. Preparing my next song. Where can people find you?
You can find me
at the Dane Cook Show.
You can find me at the Dane Cook Show front row, letting all the spiders out into the backyard.
Okay, you freak.
That's a euphemism.
Okay, you serial killer.
When's the last time you let a spider into your backyard?
I don't know. There's cobwebs back there.
Yeah, well. Which is
gonna
do begin,
be my lover.
Which is do begin cobwebs in places.
Girl, La Bouche, more like La
Douche.
The joke was douche.
Yeah.
Okay. Right. See you on the Discord.
Bye.
Bye.